Since 2007, when Massachusetts enacted the data security breach law, near half of the population of the state could have had their personal information put at risk. The recently released numbers show that from November of 2007 to September of 2011, over 1.2 million state residents have had their data compromised by lost or misplaced mobile devices or laptops, and over 200,000 from stolen devices. The 2007 law requires that all security breaches must be reported to the state's Office of Consumer Affairs and Business Regulation, the Attorney General, and to all those affected. Undersecretary of the Office of Consumer Affairs and Business Regulation, Barbara Anthony.
You think you need to understand that a breach doesn't necessarily mean it's an identity theft. It simply means the data is exposed and there's some potential there.
In review of the data from the last 4 years, Undersecretary Anthony says that many businesses and institutions that had a data breach had not taken precautions to encrypt the data by making information secure with code.
If you put personal information, credit card, bank account numbers, on a portable device like a laptop, that information has to be encrypted. Also, if you're sending personal information over a public network, such as the Internet, it has to be encrypted. So, for example, information goes from a retailer to a credit card processor, from a credit card processor to a bank. It's going via public networks, and that's where criminals actually intercept and hijack the information from cyberspace.
The largest percentage of security breaches were reported in retail, healthcare, and government. In all categories, 1,833 different breaches have affected 3,166,031 residents. Jim Hendler, director of the Information Technology and Web Science Program at the Rensselaer Polytechnic Institute in Troy, New York, says that once a way to get past security settings is found, whether it's a stolen device or a hacked password, it's easy for one breach to affect thousands.
If somebody comes into your house, they can steal your stuff. But if they steal the keys to your office and can find where your office is, suddenly they can get to a whole lot more data. And people just don't realize how networked all of this is, and that we really need to be looking at this in a much larger scope.
Lisa Schifferle, attorney for the Federal Trade Commission, says that on a national level, identity theft has been a highlighted area of concern in recent years.
There's been an explosion in the amount of identity theft over the past 10 years or so as everyone's gone increasingly online, as the Internet's become more and more a part of everyone's lives, and you know, now mobile technology is taking over and puts consumers at risk as well.
The Massachusetts Office of Consumer Affairs and Business Regulation emphasized the need for all businesses and organizations to encrypt data in coordination with the law, protect data with passwords, and keep all mobile devices and computers safe. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Lucas Willard.